In the name of God, the compassion of the merciful, hello everyone, and welcome to the late edition of IRIN in English News with me, Nima Shitsos. In the Egyptian capital, Cairo, large demonstrations were held by pro and anti-former President Mohamed Morsi. This comes as growing differences among political parties have delayed the nomination of the new interim prime minister in the country. Meantime, the Egyptian army chief, General Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, plans to imprison thousands of Muslim Brotherhood members in detention centers that are already under construction. A spokesman for interim president, Adli Mansour, said consultations were continuing over choosing an interim prime minister who can lead the country out of the crisis. The military-backed interim president earlier named leading opposition figure Mohamed el-Baradei as the choice for the post, but it later backtracked on the decision, denying that the appointment was not certain.
Yesterday, when they decided to appoint Dr. el-Baradei as prime minister, this was positive. But now the Noor Party has suddenly said no, and the decision has been cancelled. So there will be a rise in tensions. We need to be united to make it through the coming period, which will be difficult and dangerous. We have to face them peacefully, not with violence.
I say to them, God willing, we will turn out in bigger numbers than they do. We are more than 30 million protesters. 50 million of us voted in the elections. That means we are the majority. We have the legitimacy. Morsi has the support of Egypt and all its sects.
Iran's president has stressed the importance of replacing the current cruel and inhumane global system with a divine world order. Addressing a special event organized by the Islamic Republic of Iran Broadcasting to honor his administration's achievements over the past 8 years, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said a strong Iran can be influential in international relations. The president emphasized that great developments require strong divine and human bases and warned that if opportunities are not used properly, they become threats. He noted that Iran must be strong and develop in all fields because a weak country can never spread divine values in the world. Ahmadinejad pointed out that enemies of the Iranian nation have made every effort to hinder the country's progress. President Ahmadinejad said the capitalist system has spread discrimination and injustice in the world by giving opportunities, wealth, and economic activities to a certain group of people. Iran's national volleyball team has defeated its host Cuba for the second time in the space of a day in a Pool B of the 2013 FIVB World League. The Iranian squad began the game in Havana on a high note, but it was Cuba which bagged the first set. The Iranian team, however, went on to stage a comeback in the second set 25-20. From then on, the Iranian volleyballers never looked back and won the two remaining sets. Visiting Iranian foreign minister has expressed Tehran's firm determination to strengthen amicable and very close relations with the Qomarids in all fields. In a meeting with his Qomarian counterpart, Mehrani, Ali Akbar Saleh said, Iran is firmly interested in the establishment of ties with world countries, particularly friendly states such as the Qomarids. The Iranian minister further expressed Iran's readiness to improve cooperation with the Qomarids in the fields of education, economy, trade, culture, tourism, and energy, to achieve the desirable objectives of both sides. For his part, the Qomarian minister congratulated Iran on its recent successful presidential elections, expressing hope that the two countries would further expand ties in years ahead. Saleh arrived in the Qomarian capital city of Mehrani on Sunday on the second leg of his tour of African nations. He visited Zimbabwe first and is scheduled to travel to Namibia next. Visiting Iranian Navy commander to Russia held talks with Commander-in-Chief of the Russian Navy, Viktor Viktorovich Cherkov. During the meeting, which was held ahead of the 2013 International Maritime Defense Show in the Russian city of St. Petersburg, Rear Admiral Habibullah Sayuri highlighted the significance of strengthening joint cooperation to ensure the security of the Caspian Sea in collaboration with other littoral states. Sayuri and Cherkov also discussed bilateral and regional cooperation, particularly ways to safeguard security of common and international waters. They called for holding joint maneuvers, Iranian and Russian warships visiting each other ports, and boosting educational and technical cooperation. Sayuri also held meetings with his counterparts from Germany, Greece, Poland, the United Arab Emirates, and Kuwait. The sides exchanged views on maritime issues, joint cooperation to enhance the security of international waterways, and fighting piracy and terrorism. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman has underscored the importance of fulfilling the popular demands of the Egyptian nation through legal channels. Abu Sarakchi said, "Iran believes that the governments elected by popular vote should be respected and the people's demands must be pursued through the channels stipulated by law." Araghchi further condemned the interference of military forces in Egypt's political affairs, calling it an improper measure. Elsewhere, the Iranian diplomat praised Egypt as the flag bearer of political developments in the Arab world. He added the maintenance of territorial integrity, solidarity, tranquility, stability, and the unity of the political circles in Egypt as an important issue which should be taken into account by regional states. Araghchi described the political environment in Egypt as full of ambiguity and not very easy to be judged. Pointing to instances of foreign interference in Egypt, the Iranian official said, "Tehran will closely follow the developments in the country." Meantime, Iran expressed deep concern over the Egyptian-Egyptian clashes, urging firm commitment to a democratic trend in the state. The Iranian Foreign Ministry said Tehran is closely following the developments in Egypt. It added the Egyptian-Egyptian clashes provoke violence in the country, undermine national unity and domestic solidarity. It further stressed that using a democratic process and tools of realizing democracy are the practical ways to go out of the ongoing crisis in the country. The statement also criticized the destructive behavior of certain extremist movements over the past months. The Iranian ministry hailed the resistance of Egyptians against the Zionist regime's plots, calling on them to beware of Tel Aviv's efforts to misuse the ongoing events in the country. People in Portugal staged a protest in Lisbon demanding change in political system. This comes as Portugal's prime minister promotes his junior coalition partner to deputy prime minister in a bid to end the crisis as the nation works through a massive bailout program. A correspondent has more on the issue.
During one of the hottest days of this year, another protest. The reasons are similar to the demonstrations in the weeks before. People demand government's resignation and new elections. The political crisis in Portugal remains confused and unsolved. A soap opera in the best Portuguese style, with ministers quitting one day, followed by their own nomination again in the next day. It seems that even the weather changes quicker and it's easier to predict than the future of the Portuguese government. For CGTP, the main union trade in Portugal, it isn't time to give up. Thousands gathered this Saturday near the palace of the President of the Republic. Despite the heat, the truth is that for the people demonstrating here, the end of the story for this government is already written and will be fulfilled soon. Even with temperatures above 40 degrees, CGTP remains focused on their main goal to ask for the resignation of this government. Nevertheless, the rest of the people will have to wait for this evening announcement. The Prime Minister will explain the country what's the new formula to keep this government in power. Inês Subtil, Shabaka Kebar, Lisbon.
Pro-Taliban militants in the Vardar area of Balan district, southwest Pakistan, have set fire to at least one NATO tanker carrying supplies to U.S.-led forces in neighboring Afghanistan. Local officials say two gunmen on a motorcycle opened fire at the container. Meanwhile, Pakistani security forces sealed off the area and began a search operation in the volatile region. Hundreds of NATO tankers and containers have been destroyed in different parts of Pakistan during the past 3 years. Now, senior provincial officials in Afghanistan's southern province of Kandahar said they have detained a U.S. agent who has been deeply involved in torturing and killing of Afghan citizens. The officials said the U.S. citizen of Afghan origin was detained in the troubled Aino Maina region of south of Kandahar on Sunday. Kandahar governor's spokesman said evidence showed the suspect alongside American forces has committed torture and multiple crimes against civilians in Vardak province. This comes weeks after Afghan investigators found substantial proof that American special forces have been involved in kidnapping, torturing, and killing of Afghan civilians in Maidan Wardak province back in February. A freight train loaded with oil has gone off the track in Canada's Quebec province, leaving at least 5 people dead and around 40 missing. The derailment occurred in the town of Lac Magnetic near the U.S. border. The incident sparked explosions that destroyed dozens of buildings in the center of the town, including historical structures. An initial evacuation zone of a kilometer around the crash site was widened on Saturday afternoon as a precaution against harmful particles in the air forced people to leave their homes. Thousands of anti-government protesters gathered in Istanbul, Turkey, demanding the resignation of Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Turkish police fired volleys of tear gas at protesters who were trying to enter the nearby Gezi Park. Earlier, Istanbul's governor warned that the demonstration was illegal and participants would be dispersed. Organizers of the protest had planned to serve notice to authorities of a court decision that has annulled redevelopment plans for Taksim and to break through police cordons. Istanbul has been the epicenter of anti-government demonstrations since May 31st, when the police broke up a sit-in stage at Taksim Square to protest against the redevelopment plan which involved the demolition of Gezi Park.
We are here for the annual Gasman Festival. You see, of course, the negative incidents that have cropped up recently. You see the pressure. So I chose Freedom Banner to carry with me. Everybody should be able to share their thoughts openly and freely. Everybody should be able to demonstrate freely without disturbing others.
Gezi Park should have not been closed in the first place. It belongs to people and all parks should be open to the people.
Two more people have died from a virus related to severe acute respiratory syndrome known as SARS in Saudi Arabia. The Saudi Arabian Health Ministry said a 53-year-old man in the country's eastern province and a 2-year-old child in Jeddah have died from the virus. The recent deaths put the total number of people to die from the respiratory infection in Saudi Arabia at 38. This is while 3 new cases have been reported in Riyadh and Hafr al-Batin. Tunisians have held an anti-Zionist protest in the capital city of Tunis to demand a ban on the normalization of ties with the Tel Aviv regime. The protesters marched on the National Constituent Assembly on Sunday, setting fire to the Zionist regime flag and chanting slogans against it. The demonstrators said they want the constitution to include a bill that criminalizes the normalization of relations with Tel Aviv. Protesting against Zionist regime atrocities in occupied territories, Tunisia had downgraded its formal diplomatic ties with Tel Aviv since year 2000. However, in March 2012, the leader of the ruling party, Rashid Ghannouchi, ruled normalizing ties with the Zionist regime. A section of an Egyptian pipeline supplying gas to the Zionist regime in Jordan has been blown up in an area named Lafin and south of the city of Arish in the Sinai Peninsula. The attack on the gas pipeline occurred on 2 points on the pipeline. Egyptian officials said the fire was extinguished, but the flow of gas was disrupted. And finally, Syrian army has gained more ground on its battle against foreign-backed Takfiri militants in several parts of the country. The army has launched operations on the western city of Homs and its countryside, killing a number of Takfiris. Syrian troops have also destroyed large amounts of equipment, weapons, and ammunition used by the armed groups. The Syrian army has conducted successful operations against the foreign-backed armed militants over the past weeks. And on that note, we come to a wrap of this edition of IRI and English News. Join us tomorrow with the latest updates. Goodbye now.